How special is this for you? Third big contract of your career, you know, in a new place, getting a fresh start.
I think this is probably the most special for me in terms of the meaning or purpose being here. When the whole situation went down, I was initially released and it was rescinded. Now I look at the situation that, you know, this is a place where God has sent me, and I'm excited about the purpose being here. And, you know, being on my third contract, you know, it's a blessing. But, you know, I worry about more of the mission while I'm here and the mission I got to complete while I'm here.
Follow up to that. What made you feel so wanted? You keep emphasizing that. What made you feel so
wanted? You know, I was going to hit the free agent market. It was a lot of teams after me. You know, not trying to toot my own horn, I probably was one of the best free agent left tackles out there. And for them to say, hold on, let's make this trade, and being at the age I'm in, I am, and those other free agent left tackles that are capable, and for them to say, no, you know what, we want to make a trade, and, you know, we want you.
Brandon, you said on the conference call yesterday that you're a player more leads by example. Mm-hmm. But because of the youth of particularly this line, will you feel more in any way more compelled to be maybe a little bit more vocal than you have been in the past?
No. That's not me. I tried it last year, and, man, that's just not me. I was asked to do that, but it's just not me. I'm in my own zone, being the best player I could be. You know, people feel it. People feel an aura, and they gravitate, and people want to, you know, why did this guy get to where he's at? And there's other players like Calais that signed here. So when you got a group of guys like that and guys that are successful, guys just automatically want to follow, and hopefully that's the path that this team goes on, that we sign the right guys. The guys that are here are the right fit. We got the right coaching, and everybody falls in line.
Brandon, some of you guys that have come here already spoken fondly about Jacksonville and this organization. I mean, it's an organization that's only won 17 games in 5 years.
Yeah.
Why do you feel like that? What is it attractive to someone coming in from the outside?
First of all, I played in Kansas City, and this place reminds me of Kansas City, that they're serious about the football. They want to win. And as you can see, they're doing a lot of things to make it happen. And, you know, I knew Coach Marone before this. He recruited my nephew out of high school when he was a coach at Syracuse. So just being in Jacksonville and being in, you know, going to Miami and now being in Jacksonville and, you know, being mature man about the situation and realizing it's all about football and all about purpose. And Jacksonville is the perfect spot for me right now, where I'm at in my life.
Brandon, on the conference call yesterday, you told a story about Tom Coughlin's importance to you being here. It kind of broke up a little bit on the call. Could you repeat that and just sort of why he meant so much?
Bobby Hart. 2 years ago, we played the Giants, and Bobby Hart texted me. He's a young right tackle over there, and I know him personally. And I guess they do scouting each week of players. And he told me Coach Coughlin doesn't give anybody compliments, but he loved Brandon Albert for some reason. And I had read it, like, somewhere in the newspaper, some of the stuff he was saying about me at that time. And now that I get to meet him, and the football, you know, brain that he has, it's a big compliment. And that's why another reason why I just feel like I'm meant to be here.
Brandon, could you give us your nephew's name, and did he end up going to Syracuse?
Yes, Ashton Broyle. He did go to Syracuse, played there 3 years. He's in a situation, he had a tough path, and now he's back there going to school and finishing his degree, and he's on probably in the next month going to do his pro day, get a chance to do a pro day, and hopefully gets his opportunity.